Hey guys, it's your lovely host, Kaylee Swing. Today's episode, sorry, tongue twister. I kind of just wanted to come on and talk about people pleasing because I know way too many of those in my life, and I feel like it's just something that no one talks about. Well, obviously people talk about it. There's 7 billion people on the planet. You know, I don't know what everyone's thinking, but I feel like it's an epidemic that needs to be talked about, like, just in general. But before we get into that, just a couple of promotion things, stuff I have to say. Instagram is Fixing My Life Pod. Twitter, I don't think we have Twitter yet. Actually, we do. It's Fixing My Life Pod. Instagram is Fixing My Life Pod. TikTok is Fixing My Life Pod. It might be podcast. Any socials, it's just gonna be Fixing My Life Pod. And yes, we have a new website up now. So make sure you go check that out. Super cool. Hold one sec. Let me just mess with this mic real quick. Okay. Okay, cool. Do I sound better now? I probably do. Okay, anyways. We have a new website up now. Super duper excited. There's a little segment that was written about me specifically. So if you want to go learn more about yours truly, go check that out. It's in my link tree in my Instagram bio. So I'm happy to say that through the power of manifestation and obviously content creation, we are no longer losing followers on Instagram. I don't know, maybe we are, but we're also gaining some. So it's like balancing out, but we are gaining followers on Instagram and on all platforms, and we're gaining more of you lovely listeners, which is amazing. I love having more people like in this community. I think this is a super duper lovely community, and everyone's just super nice, and I really hope you're not fake. So yeah. But yeah, like I said earlier, we're gonna be talking about people pleasing. It's a problem, and I'm going to talk about why it's a problem. And if you don't agree with me or my opinions, please don't criticize me because I'll cry. But also, just leave, like, block me. I don't really give a shit what you do. Just, like, don't talk to me if you don't agree with me. Just kidding, because obviously, talking about issues is important and disagreeing is important. But yeah, just like, if you're angry, don't take it out on me. So, anyways, this is why people pleasing is bad. So, first of all, you are living on this planet by yourself. I don't care who tells you that you need to live for them or someone else, they're wrong. Okay? You obviously you can be in love. I'm in love. I have a boyfriend. Love him. We're gonna get married. But that's not the point. The point is you are born. And Emmy Corrin talks about this, and I know I'm like always quoting her, but I really do love her podcast. Like, I've been obsessed with it lately. Like, that's been like my latest interest has been her Manifest and Hustle podcast, Manifest and Hustle podcast, tongue twister. I just love it so much. I think it's great. But I'm also a Libra, by the way. But getting off topic, you are born by yourself and you die by yourself, and you'll hear that from like 50,000 different people, but it's true. And as sad and as dark as that is, and as much as I'm gonna have like a mental breakdown if I think about it for too long, it's true. So why would you live your life for someone else? Like, I know way too many people who have grown up with parents that have just shoved their ideas down their throats and been like, you are gonna live this way, you're gonna do like this, you're gonna, like, no, stop it. Like, I know your parents are really hard to fight with. I get it. Like, parents, that's a hard topic. That's a hard subject. Like, it's a difficult topic too, because so many people have like different relationships with their parents. Like, some people hate their parents and will never speak to them again. Some people are like, eh, my parents are okay. And some people are like, love their parents almost a little bit too much. But the point being, like, you don't want to live for anyone else. And like, I know people in my own personal life who struggle with this. Now, I'm not gonna like call them out on this podcast because that would be so rude. Like, this isn't even that big of a podcast yet. And it, like, I just know that they would talk smack if I like called them out. But they struggle with it, and it's something that I struggled with for a while, and I'm still struggling with it. Like, I'm gonna be 110% real with you all. I'm still struggling with it. It's so hard not to, like, number one, overthink everything, you know? Number two, just, like, people are scary. Like, they're terrifying, honestly. Like, you know, whether they're young, old, boys, girls, like, anyone, they're terrifying. And I'm tired of pretending that they're not. But just because it's hard to not people please doesn't mean it's impossible. If you get what I'm saying. But yeah, just some steps to kind of, like, focus more on yourself and your own drive. I talk about this all the time. I've said it 10,000 times. I probably said the word that I've said it 10,000 times, like 10,000 times. But you need to make your goals clear to yourself. And I thought my goals were so clear for the longest time. I thought I had my life set up. Like, I'm going to be an accountant. You know, I'm in school right now for a bachelor's degree in accounting. I was like, I'm going to be an accountant, and then I'm going to go to school, get my bachelor's. I'm going to get an internship with an accounting company, and then I'm going to just, you know, make this amount of money per year fixed. Like, no, stop it. First of all, manifestation can get you anywhere. I don't care who tells you that it can't, because it can. Law of attraction is real. The law of assumption is real. Everything that involves with manifesting is real. Manifesting exists everywhere. Even if you look in the freaking Bible, like, because I grew up in a Christian family, so they're all, like, you know, super, like, they love Jesus, and, you know, who doesn't? But even if you look in the Bible, or even if you, like, look into other religions, you'll see manifestation, like, showing up. Like, even praying is a form of manifestation. And my own mother, who doesn't like any of that, like, she's not super into, like, crystals or, like, anything like that, which I'm not really either. If you are, like, props to you. But, like, she doesn't really like that stuff because of her religion. Like, she thinks it kind of goes against her religion. But she told me herself that, like, she's like, yeah, prayer is a form of manifestation. Like, manifestation exists everywhere. It's just a fact. Whether, like, no matter what religion you're in, actually, I can't really say that because I don't know a lot about a ton of different religions. Most religions have some form of manifestation. You are always manifesting. You are always carrying energy around on this earth, in this universe. And whatever energy that you reflect is going to come back to you. It's the simple rule of karma, whether you believe in karma or not. It's how it works. So if you keep your positive thinking to a high vibration, if you keep yourself to a high vibration, you know, good things that are on that same vibration are going to come back to you. That's just how that works. So focus on, number one, your goals. Because, like I was saying, I thought I was going to be an accountant, and the other day it just hit me. I was like, what am I doing? Like, it was actually while I was doing my accounting homework. I was like, this is boring. And I'm doing this what, for money? Like, is that why I'm doing this? Like, I kind of just had, like, an existential crisis where I was like, what am I doing with my life? You know? And I've just been thinking, and it's like, what do I want to do? Here's what I want to do. Here are some of my goals, and maybe this will influence you, maybe it won't. I want to be a public figure. I want to put my thoughts and my ideas out there. I want to, you know, make an impact on the world, but in a good way. I obviously don't want to go out there wrecking everything, you know. I'm not here to be bad. I'm here to be good. I'm here to have good vibes and good energy and good intentions, and I believe that I can make an impact on the world. That's just what I think. I think that if I, you know, same with, like, money, because people talk about how money is evil and how, you know, you don't want a ton of money and money and blah, 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 blah. First of all, I fully believe money can buy you happiness. It just depends on how much money you're spending. Second of all, I don't want money. That's not what I'm after in life. I'm not after millions and millions of dollars that I can hoard in my basement and just grab onto like a goblin. No, I'm looking for freedom. That's what I want. I want financial freedom, financial stability. Money is freedom. If you have money, if you have financial stability, you are free. You can leave the country whenever you want. You can go wherever you want. You can do whatever you want. with money. Like, people, and not saying that this is right, but people are just, like, people avoid jail because of the amount of money they have, which, again, not saying that it's right, but it's something that's true. Like, money is freedom. So, I don't have a love for money. I have a love for freedom. I think everybody does. Everyone who lives in America knows that we, the people of the United States, love freedom. So, that's just a fact. But you want to, got off track again. The whole point of this is that you want to focus on your goals. You want to have kind of that aha moment. And you'll hear every English teacher in America say the word aha moment, but it's true. You want to kind of sit there and be like, why am I doing this? What is my ultimate goal? So now, this is what my goals look like. I want to continue to work on the thing that I love, which is this podcast. I want to keep posting for content. I want to keep interacting with you all. I want to keep doing that, and I want to build a brand off of this. And I want to be a public speaker. I love public speaking. I've always loved performing, being on stage. That's been my dream. But for the longest time, I have not been pursuing my dream because of what other people were telling me. And this ties back into the people-pleasing thing. Everyone else was telling me, you're not going to make money off of your dream. You're not going to, it's going to be close to impossible. There's millions of people. Like, no, stop thinking like that. You are thinking in a loss mindset. You are thinking in a mindset that is, you know, not positive. It is negative. It's not an abundance mindset. You're thinking in a mindset that's like, oh no, that's impossible. Like, of course it's going to be impossible if you think it's impossible. How, you know, like, how are you going to run a 5K if you're constantly telling yourself that you're never going to be able to run a 5K? It's possible. It is completely possible. People without legs have run 5Ks before. It is possible. Anything in this world is possible. Like I said, there's 7 billion people on this planet. Anything that you are thinking of or dreaming of statistically has happened to at least one person on this planet, and it can happen to you. You just have to put the work in, and you just have to sit there and believe in yourself. And that sounds so cheesy. It sounds like it's from a kid's Christmas movie, but it's true. You need to believe that you're able to do it. And if you are constantly listening to what other people are telling you, if you're constantly listening to your dad telling you that you're not going to make enough money doing what you love, you're never going to make enough money doing what you love. You need to listen to yourself. You need to listen to your heart. If you can imagine and think of a way that you're going to be able to get what you want, you're going to get what you want. And I know I sound like those TikTok audios that are like, the universe wants you to get what you want. You just have to believe in it. But it's true. It is. It's 100% true. Now, what I don't want you to believe in is I don't want you to go to TikTok and sit there for 5 hours lip syncing to audios thinking that that's going to get you what you want. No, that is not manifesting. That is clout chasers looking for clout. I'm so sick of those videos. They're all over my For You page and I hate them so much. And every time I see a video like that, I just hit not interested. Like, whatever. I don't care what people are saying. I don't care what kind of voodoo they put in whatever videos. That's not real. Get out of my face with that. You know, because real manifesting, it comes with, first of all, no timelines. You don't want to give the universe a timeline of when it's going to give you what you want, okay? The universe, God, whoever you believe in, you don't want to give them a timeline, because that's just, number one, it's insulting to them. Like, yeah, you better give me $1 million by tomorrow. Like, what? No, stop that. You know, and I recently started manifesting, like, for reals. And the other day, so this weekend, I went to New York Central Park. I went to the Global Citizens Festival. It was amazing, first of all. So many people played. They even brought in, like, K-pop. Like, they brought in Jungkook and 3Racha, and it was so cool. My sister was literally dying. She loves those bands and those performers, and it was just amazing. But an example of manifesting that, you know, showed up in my life the other day was we were in line waiting to get in, and gates opened at 2 and it was 3:30 and we still weren't even like in the actual stadium yet, or the park. It was in Central Park. We weren't even inside yet. We were still waiting in line, and the line was moving ever so slowly. It was moving like an inch every like 15 minutes. And so finally we got to the point where we could see the entrance, but there were still so many people. And at that moment, like, my sister was kind of freaking out. She was kind of like, I don't know if we're going to make it. Like, the concert starts at 4 and it's 3:30 and we're not even there yet. And we got here early. And, like, she was just, like, freaking out. And I was like, you know what? No. I'm going to use this moment in time to practice what I know. I'm going to manifest. I'm going to use my, you know, my positive thinking, my high frequencies. So I stood there and I was like, no, like, we're going to get in there. This line is going to start moving really soon and we're going to get in there. And I kept telling myself that and I kept actually believing it, because you can't just say that once and not believe it. I was like, no, this line is going to start moving. And the line started moving and we got inside on time and we were able to see this amazing performance. And so one of my favorite bands in the world is the Red Hot Chili Peppers. Like, I love them so much. And I think they're awesome. And they were playing last. And I was like, of course, it's a 6-hour festival and they're playing last. Like, I'm not going to be able to leave, whatever. But I kind of noticed that, like, the crowd was, like, based off of, like, who was there for who, you know? Like, the first performer's crowd was in the front and then the second, third, and whatever. Like, that's kind of how it lined up. So me and my sister were trying to push through, like, all the people to try to get to the front for our favorite performers. Well, mine was last. And I kept telling myself, I was like, I'm going to get up front for the Chili Peppers. I'm going to get up front for the Chili Peppers. Like, I just kept saying that and I kept believing it. And I told my sister that and I was like, I'm gonna get up front to see the Red Hot Chili Peppers. Like, I'm gonna do it. I'm gonna see them. And I just kept my vibes positive. And I was like, I don't care what happens, I'm gonna see them. And I ended up, like, you know, the performer before the Chili Peppers was Miss Lauryn Hill. I think that's her name. And once she left, all of her fans kind of dispersed and it was just the Chili Peppers fans. And I, you know, there was a big opening and I was able to jump to the front and I was standing right there just feet away from the stage and I could see them perform and I was sobbing and screaming. It was like this, it was this whole thing, but I did it. I was like so excited when they got on. I was like, this is all, like, all the waiting, like, my feet hurting, like, everything that was going on. My feet were basically bleeding, like, they felt like they were broken. Sorry, my mic just cut out. They felt like they were broken. But I did it. I got to the front. I was like, I cannot believe how powerful manifestation really is. Like, wow. And, you know, some people will be like, no, that's just a coincidence. But I truly believe, like, honestly, I've had the worst of luck when it comes to this type of stuff, like, my whole life. And honestly, I feel like the reason why I've had such bad luck is because I'm constantly telling myself that I have bad luck. I'm constantly stuck on this negative, you know, frequency where I'm just like, yeah, I have such bad luck. Everything's gonna be terrible. You know, my life sucks. Like, saying stuff like that is just gonna make me think that my life sucks and that my life is terrible. And then guess what's gonna happen? My life is gonna suck and my life is gonna be terrible. Like, when your mother looks you in the eye when you don't want to go somewhere and goes, you know, the experience is gonna be what you make of it. It's true. When she's like, if you hate it, you're gonna hate it. Like, if you have a bad attitude, you're gonna hate it. But if you have a good attitude, and then you're actually gonna have fun, you're gonna like it. And it's true. Every mother that says that, she's real for that. And I don't know if it's just my mom. It could just be my mom. But it's true. The way that your attitude is on something reflects how that thing is actually going to go. So this week, I want you guys to, like, put manifest into the works. But anyways, I just got so off topic with manifesting. People pleasing. So you want to set out your goals, right? You want to make sure you know what you want in life. And then you want to ignore every single fucker that comes into your life and is like, you can't do it. You know, that's terrible. You can't, you're not going to make money. You're not going to this. You're not going to that. Like, shut up. Just literally imagine yourself just punching them in the face. Don't actually punch them in the face because you could get arrested. But, like, imagine yourself just, like, karate chopping them or something. Like, get those ideas out of my head. Like, those people are actively trying to, sabotage you. They're sabotaging you. They're jealous that you have good intentions. They're jealous that you have drive, that you have motivation, and they're trying to tear you down. And it's your family, even the closest people to you, are jealous. Like, people, jealousy is poison. It really is. It's poison to friendships, relationships, family. It's poison to everything. Stay away from jealousy, you know, because if you find yourself being jealous, you're also going to be manifesting bad things in your life. That's just the truth. But real talk, though, you know, karate kick those people in the face, you know, in your head. Get those ideas out of your head. Stop living your life for other people, you know, and stop spending your money for other people. So many people buy things. Like, I caught myself the other day buying a Stanley because of how a Stanley cup of $60 cup, which actually it is really nice, I will say that. This is not sponsored. I'm glad now that I got it for myself, but I caught myself thinking, like, what are my friends gonna think? Like, are they gonna think I'm, you know, I have money now because I have like a $45 cup? Like, it is a cup. Stop it. Stop being like, oh, what are my friends gonna think? Like, stop. It doesn't matter what my friends think. If my friends look me in the face and went, that is the ugliest cup I've ever seen in my entire life, I wouldn't care. Who cares? They're just jealous because I have cold water and theirs is melted. But anyway, it really is. It's jealousy. And, you know, as much as you want to be like, oh, I'm fat, I'm ugly, people aren't jealous of me, like, shut up. The more you say that about yourself, the more you're going to believe it's true, and then it actually is going to be true, and it's not true, you know? And obviously, fat and ugly don't go hand in hand. Like, if you're fat, you're beautiful. But only if you believe you're beautiful. If you sit there and become victim to how you feel about yourself, and you go, oh, I'm fat, I'm so ugly, stop it. Because then it's going to show on your face. It's going to show how you really feel about yourself on your face. And people are going to treat you how you feel about yourself. If you think you're fat and ugly, people are going to treat you like you're fat and ugly, you know? And you gotta think, you know, even if you are fat or if you're heavier, you gotta be like, yeah, but so what? So what if I'm overweight? So what if I'm chubby? So what if I'm fat? So what if I'm still beautiful? You know, like, at the end of the day, I'm still wearing clothes that I love. I'm still taking care of myself because I deserve it. You know, if you want to lose weight, then that's totally fine too. But all I'm saying is, how people treat you is going to reflect how you think about yourself. And that's true. And you can come on here and be like, oh, like, you're just, I don't even know what people are going to say, but anyways, I just got so off track. I've done that a couple times. I'm no longer medicated for ADHD, everybody. Woo! But anyways, stop living your life for other people. That's kind of what the point of this episode was. But you got a little bit of sprinkle of the manifestation there, which you're welcome. Okay? That is secret of secrets. That's my top secret weapon right there. I'm just kidding. You can go anywhere and you'll learn about manifesting. But this week, because this is my Tuesday episode, I want you guys to go on here. Not go on here. First of all, listen to this episode, please, and thank you. And listen to all my other episodes, because I want to start getting, like, paid for my shit. Like, I want to start getting paid for my content, because I feel like I deserve it a little bit. I don't know. I'm just kidding. But seriously, though, any support that you guys give me, like, if you're listening to this right now, I love you so much. Like, I'll give you a fat kiss on the mouth. Like, thank you so much. But yeah, make sure to follow the Instagram. Follow me everywhere. Make me famous. Don't actually. But yeah. And just have a great day and have a great week, and make sure that you have a great day or week. I don't care if you stub your toe. If you stub your toe, be like, hey, at least I have a toe to stub. You know, some people would kill for this fucking toe. Okay? Just remember that. Keep your vibes positive. I'm really sorry for the swearing. But yeah, have a great day.